Grace, mercy, and peace, peace be unto each one of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from John chapter 8, where we hear our Lord Jesus say, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." So far the reading of the text. In the name of Jesus, the only Savior of the world. We often think, like the Jews who had believed in Jesus did, that we have not been enslaved by anyone. Yet, if we're honest, we have to admit that we are. We are enslaved by the devil, the world, and our own sinful passions and lusts. We sometimes call them addictions. So, what are you addicted to? Drugs? Alcohol, entertainment, pornography, sensual pleasure, politics, work, grief, worry, the pursuit of happiness. Whatever it is, there is an addiction that does afflict many, if not almost all people, and perhaps even you. It's an addiction that enslaves a person to what other people think about them or even expect of them. It craves someone's approval. It's called approvalism. While it's easy to see this played out in politics and the media, and especially in these days, it's devastating when the effects of such bondage are brought to a personal level. Consider the woman who earnestly desires approval from her husband. On a particular day, she decided she was going to do something to gain his approval. Early in the morning, she got up and asked him what he wanted for breakfast. He responded, "Two eggs, one fried, one scrambled, toast, and coffee." She hurried to the kitchen and worked hard at making this a breakfast he wouldn't forget and that would gain her approval. She set the table with care, including freshly picked flowers from the garden. When she finished, she called him to breakfast. He shuffled through the door and plopped down. She stood beside him in anticipation, waiting for a compliment, a word of approval. And finally he said, "You did it again. You went and scrambled the wrong egg." Imagine how devastating that must have been for her. No matter what she did or how well she did it, she could not please him or gain his approval. You can imagine the burden of being an approvaholic, especially when the one whose approval is desired and will never get it. Now, Martin Luther was certainly an approvaholic to the extreme. But he wasn't trying to win the approval of man. He was trying to win the approval of God. And that was much more difficult. He did everything he could to find a loving God. Luther thought that by being a monk, saying enough prayers, fasting, and punishing himself enough that he would find rest for his soul. He knew that he was a sinner, and he felt God's wrath. No matter what or how much he did, Luther could not find God's approval. He could find no rest for his weary soul. He was in slavery to his sin, and he couldn't get out. And it's really not surprising that he felt that way. The gospel had been buried under human notions and laws for a long time. Man had added many ideas to the gospel, and those ideas became more important than the Word of God itself. Tradition replaced the Scriptures as the norm for faith and life. All that was left was the law, and even at that, it was mixed with human thoughts and ideas. Rather than being sure of salvation through faith in Jesus' life, death, and resurrection alone, people were terrified of their sins and could find no assurance that they had done enough good works to be saved. God's free forgiveness had been buried under the ideas that pilgrimages, the worship of idols, of relics, the sale of indulgences, and the system of penance could earn a person forgiveness and God's approval. Indeed, forgiveness had become a business, a very profitable business, to be sure. And so it's no wonder that Luther felt he couldn't please God. He couldn't. No matter what he did, it was never enough or good enough. He could only find a vengeful God, and he thought of Jesus only as a stern judge waiting to punish him. And then, by God's grace alone, as a result of reading and studying the Bible, Luther found the release he'd been searching for. As he immersed himself in the study of God's Word, he became more and more free as he discovered that we have favor and approval in God's eyes only through faith in Jesus' vicarious death and resurrection. He was led to see that we are set free from bondage to sin only by God's grace through God-given faith in Christ. Not our works, but Christ's alone. Luther discovered that salvation from sin cost Jesus his very life, but that it's a free gift to us. That truth set him free from trying to earn God's forgiveness and approval and God's favor. He was set free from his approvalism. And that's essentially what Jesus told the Jews who had believed in him. If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. But the Jews didn't realize their true condition. They had totally forgotten their history, and they seemed to be oblivious to the current situation in which they lived under Roman rule. But you see, they didn't realize that they were in bondage. They thought that God loved them merely because they were physical descendants of Abraham. They didn't realize that true children of Abraham were those who had faith in God's promises. And that's why they ultimately rejected Jesus and his message. If they weren't enslaved, then why did they need a Savior? So Jesus told them, whoever commits sin is a slave to sin. That's all of us too, isn't it? We daily sin in thought, word, and deed by what we do and by what we don't do. We can't do anything to free ourselves from such slavery. In fact, we are born into it. And unless something had been done, we would have nothing to look forward to other than eternal torment. We would never have worried about pleasing God because we were His enemies. But the Word, Jesus Christ, reformed our condition. He freed us from slavery to sin so that we can live with God's approval. At our baptism, we were transformed from children of wrath to children of grace. Our baptism was our Reformation Day. God completely reformed, reshaped, revamped us, and made us to look, live, and love like Christ, His Son. And even though we still sin, we mourn that sin and live in the grace of God who forgives penitent sinners. That's real freedom. We are free to be totally honest about our sins and confess them because we know that God forgives them. We are free to serve our neighbor in love, not to earn God's approval, but because we already have it. And yet, such freedom does not come without struggle, for our sinful flesh can do nothing else. Still, by the power of the Holy Spirit working in us, we do battle against sin. Indeed, unless we fight against sin, we deny Christ and His sacrifice for us. But as we struggle against sin, as we repent of it, as we confess it and receive absolution, we live in the freedom that comes from the gospel, the forgiveness of sins. We can be certain that we have a loving God who approves of us because He gave His Son for us that we might be His dear Son and live with Him now and forever. Let us pray. Dear God, our loving Father, even as You shower Your approval upon us, You allow us to come before You with those needs and concerns that lay upon us. We ask that You would be with Your servant Janice. Grant her Your comfort, Your strength. Be with those that to attend to her, that they would use the wisdom You have given them. Be with her and sustain her at this time and at all times. Be with us always, that we would live as Your dear children and rejoice in Your mercies, which are new every morning. As always, we come before You because You know that You approve of us and that You will hear us for Jesus' sake. Amen.
beloved. We may never gain the approval of those we want it from, but we most certainly do have the approval of God Himself. He has sent us His Son, our Lord Jesus, to give His life for us, that we would know for sure we have His approval. And so we do abide in His Word, and that Word abides in us. And that Word, that truth, sets us free. God grant to each of you such freedom that you receive all of His gifts with joy. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.